3, 2, 1.
Welcome in, Husker Extra Podcast. A new era has dawned. We're going by Zoom this week. I'm Chris. There's Parker. There's Steve. The gang's all back together. First time we've been together, all three of us, in a while. We've had different combinations of two. The one constant has been young Parker, our son, our rough-hewn son.
The one constant has actually pretty legitimately been not being consistent with this at all over the past 2 months.
Well,
yeah, that's a lot of my issues there. But you know,
well, there's a lot of inconsistencies in a lot of areas with a lot of things we cover over the last few months and the last few days and the last few hours. So, yeah, we're gonna get right into it here. We got plenty to talk about, of course. Big Ten announced yesterday canceling fall sports, football, of course, the chiefly among them, but also volleyball, women's soccer, a couple others. And, you know, there was some question as to whether Nebraska could go outside the Big Ten to form a schedule. And Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, yesterday during his interview on BTN, kind of hemmed and hawed and deferred and didn't really answer the question. Then later that night, speaking to Yahoo's Pete Thamel, said, no, they can't do that. They can't do that and be a member of the Big Ten. So I guess that's kind of where we're at today, and I guess we'll just kind of go from there.
Parker, what have you been able to ascertain about the Nebraska's ability or anybody's ability to move forward with a schedule?
Yeah, so it's been pretty interesting today, and we'll get into the fallout from those comments from Kevin Warren. I mean, he said what the quote was, he was asked specifically about Nebraska playing, you know, can Nebraska play games this fall? And he said, no, not if they want to, not as a member of the Big Ten, or not if they want to stay in the Big Ten or something like that. So that it's interesting because then Nebraska got hammered nationally for the approach they've taken the last couple of days, which we'll get into, but let's just start with sort of what's happened since then. Probably the most interesting thing in that being that this morning, Ohio State's head coach, Ryan Day, was talking to reporters on Wednesday morning. So it's Wednesday afternoon. It's 4:10 p.m. almost. So Ryan Day this morning, Wednesday morning, said that Ohio State was still exploring all of its options and it hadn't ruled out trying to play this fall, which is interesting because Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, yesterday after the cancellation announcement said, yeah, we're not going to try to play. We're going to abide by the Big Ten's decision. So Ryan Day reversed course on that. And one of the things he said, I thought this quote was super interesting. I can pull it up quick here. He said, this was Ryan Day on Wednesday. He said, some of the things Nebraska's asked about is something that we're continually asking about as well. We play non-conference games year in and year out. So in this unique situation, we're just trying to find out exactly the conference's stance, what the conference's stance is on this, and what it means, the TV contracts and everything else. We're asking all those questions. So Ryan Day's talking about, you know, the potential of playing non-conference games this fall and whether, you know, the Big Ten teams are as flatly prohibited from that as Kevin Warren, the commissioner, made it seem last night. So with that as the backdrop, it's probably worth noting that we've not heard anything from Nebraska today. There was a statement put out yesterday after the 2 p.m. announcement that they were still hopeful that there'd be games, that their student athletes would have a chance to compete this year. And we've heard nothing since then. You know, we've asked for Ronnie Green, for Bill Moose, for Frost, and the you know, that hasn't happened so far. I'm guessing we'll hear from someone at some point, but to date, there's been no communication in that regard. So, I mean, I think basically we don't have an updated stance from Nebraska since they said
we don't.
That they were planning on trying to play this fall, which would lead you to believe that they're still trying to play this fall.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have anything official, but I mean, it's not like we don't talk to people. I think they're trying to move forward. I don't think they're relenting. I mean, I wrote a column that says that. It's on our website, so I don't mind saying it. This
journalstar.com/sports. Check that out. HuskerExtra.com. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I don't think Nebraska's relenting. Well, I I'm 99% sure they're not relenting. And that's really interesting, right? Because it counters what Warren said. Warren, in effect, drew a line in the sand last night. And I thought Nebraska might relent. But that does not appear to be the case right now at 4:12 on what is today, Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday, August 12th. Yeah.
Very fluid. I mean, the situation's fluid, and I would say there's a lot going on right now.
Well, it's fluid, and it's a lot more interesting now that Nebraska has a, you know, a quote-unquote ally in Ohio State.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, and if you're going to have an ally in the Big Ten, nobody better than Ohio State, the flagship program in the conference, the one team that's really been a, you know, a true national title contender, a true national power the last several years. If Nebraska's going to do this, and if they're going to have an ally and they're going to push forward, then man, I think I'd rather have Ohio State than even you know, Michigan or Iowa or Minnesota or whoever. So if Nebraska's going to do this, you know, they have to be heartened by what they saw today from Ryan Day, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then in terms of further developments, one school we know that Nebraska, we're pretty sure that Nebraska has put out feelers to schools about the potential.
Well, we're sure about that too. We've written that, Parker.
Yeah.
They've put out feelers, and other teams have put out feelers to Nebraska.
Yeah, a lot of feeling. There's a lot of feeling going on.
A lot of feeling going on. Whole lot of feeling.
We're feeling around.
I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
So that's gone both ways. And that didn't just start, you know, yesterday or today. That's Nebraska's been, you know, thinking. I think a lot of schools have been thinking about regional schedules as, you know, some level of backup plan for some amount of time. One that we know on the record, flat out confirmed, is that North Dakota State, which of course has won 8 of the last 9 FCS national championships, has reached out to Nebraska to gauge its interest in playing at Memorial Stadium this fall. The Bison are trying to play. A spokesman up there told me this afternoon that they're looking to play 3 or maybe 4 games this fall. The Missouri Valley, which is the FCS league that North Dakota State's in, that's South Dakota State, North Dakota, South Dakota, so on and so forth, Illinois State. Probably the best FCS league, by far the best FCS league, along with maybe the Southland. So they're trying to play 3 or 4 games this fall, and then the Missouri Valley is going to try to play a league schedule in the spring. And the idea is that there would be an FCS playoff, you know, whether it's 24 teams or 16 or whatever, in the spring. So in the meantime, they want to play this fall. And they've reached out to Nebraska to make sure that Nebraska knows they want to play an FBS team this fall. So that's pretty interesting.
How much of a baller move is that by North Dakota State? Yeah. Like, yeah, we reached out to a play Big Ten team and said, we'll play you at your house. Like, I love that. I think that's such a baller move.
Hey, I mean, think about the interest in that game.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. Regional interest and national interest.
Yeah. We've already seen kind of some of the reaction on Twitter, like, oh, Nebraska get their tail kicked and Nebraska should, you know, typical Twitter, you know, nonsense. And well, maybe not nonsense. There might be some truth to it because North Coast State's going to be pretty good again. But yeah, it would be a fascinating game for a lot of reasons, obviously.
For a lot of reasons, yeah.
One being Nebraska would, of course, be playing outside the Big Ten, and two, they'd be playing a really, really good opponent.
Think about what North Dakota State gets out of that game too. I mean, they've got a first-round quarterback in Trey Lance. They've beaten FBS teams regularly. Like, FBS teams hardly will play them anymore. They were going to go to Oregon.
Good FBS teams.
I know. Yeah. They were going to go to Oregon September 5th, and Oregon's got one of the best defenses in the country. It's preseason top 10. And you look at that game and go, well, I mean, I would have been interested to see what the line would have been. Obviously, Oregon would have been favored, you know, at home and especially in pre-pandemic conditions. But, man, I mean, that's a real team that they've got up there in Fargo. And so it would be – I don't know. I mean, there's so many layers and there's so much, you know, complication, and there's a lot of things to be ironed out before, you know, we get to a point where you would be – I mean, we can talk about this, but, you know, before the Nebraska playing this fall were to actually become a reality. And then who knows? I mean, maybe Nebraska's got other things in mind other than having the Bison as a team that you're going to pay to come to Lincoln and play. But man, I mean, that would be quite an intriguing game. Simple, like, What are the chances that Nebraska plays football this fall? Like, how do you square that up at this point? Is it just way too early to tell?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, the only thing we can say that I think we could say with certainty is that they're still trying. They want to do it. They're not practicing today or tomorrow, but they've told the guys, you know, be ready. I'm not sending guys home. I still think a regional schedule is what they'd like to do. Now, I don't know, now, Parker, that, like, is it possible, guys, that they would play a few games in the, you know, in the fall, then try to play in the spring too? I don't know. I think they've been told not to talk.
Yeah.
So there's very limited information. But come on now. I mean, Frost said a lot on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need that much more.
Right.
Except the conversation changed a little bit. And then just the whole, been thinking about what's cropped up now. This all of a sudden now, it's being portrayed as Nebraska has a rocky marriage with the Big Ten, and people are talking about the Big 12.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. I mean, I don't know. The only thing I'd say about that is I think it would be really premature to rule that out. It's Nebraska would end its association with the Big Ten and make a jump. I'm not going to say that that's crazy talk. I don't think it is.
Right. But if that were the case, Sipple, would this rift that began with Kevin Warren last night be the driving force of that? Or would this be would you be talking about a much larger scale conversation?
Okay. This is where I don't mind, Parker. You know, we've had this conversation. I'd heard from a few people weeks ago to watch that situation. I don't mind saying it. I haven't written it. Hopefully not a lot of people are watching this.
Nobody listens to this podcast.
Hopefully nobody's listening to the podcast.
It's been bad the last couple weeks. Nobody will click on it.
I would say it was idle. I mean, it wasn't anything serious, but it caught my attention a little bit. So now when you start kind of hearing it again, it makes you wonder. Now, I will say this, though. I asked point blank a Nebraska official on Monday I just thought I better throw that question in. And he said, no, we're not trying to join the Big 12, but we would play Big 12 teams.
Yeah.
There's a distinction to be made, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 That's interesting because I was talking with Chris Dunker, our awesome, University of Nebraska education reporter who also, you know, straps the GoPro to his head and goes and gets, you know, pepper sprayed and whatever and protests.
Yeah. Just me pepper spraying him. That doesn't even count.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's just Baz around the office.
Baz is an agitator. I am an agitator.
I was talking to Dunker about it and he said, you know, I know that this is a sports conversation right now. But he said, you know, that would be really a hard pill to swallow from the academic side because a lot of these projects that Nebraska is undertaking on campus, like the engineering school and the business school, I mean, those projects it's to offer the best experience possible at the University of Nebraska, but that's to have like a legitimate Big Ten level business school and to have an engineering school that's on par with, you know, Purdue and Wisconsin, which are two of the best public schools that you can go to in engineering in the country. So there's been a massive, when we talk about all of the resources that Nebraska athletics has, you know, gone through and used and been and had access to in recent years, when it's ramping up nutrition or whatever, I mean, multiply it by, we ran a stat around the time the facility was announced. Nebraska touted that it was like $700 million now in campus development in the last few years. And a lot of that is to cement your status as being an elite academic institution. And part of that is Big Ten membership. And so it's not like playing a couple of Big 12 teams on a rogue schedule is one thing. And I think the conversation about moving conferences at some point is a different one than the one that's being had, like about what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Mostly, probably. But it also, if you were going to talk about picking up and moving conferences overall, that would be a conversation that obviously would transcend athletics, and would be a huge move for everybody in the university system, not just the football team.
I think that definitely bears mentioning. I'd like to hear Ronnie Green's thoughts and Ted Carter's thoughts. You won't get them. They're not going to speculate on that. It's, hey, listen, it's very, I mean, come on. I mean, we don't need to go down that road too far at all right now.
No, I know.
But as far as playing Big 12 teams in a pandemic season, rogue schedule, yeah, I think that's very possible.
Well, and the other part of that is too, you know, some of the Big 12 teams have their non-conference game. A lot of them are playing September 12th, I think it is. Some of them don't have a non-conference game. So can you get a North Dakota State and then maybe three or four Big 12 teams and maybe then an Ohio State and a Penn State and a, you know, a Michigan and an Iowa? All of a sudden, you've got a 6, 7, 8 game schedule in the fall, assuming you can play it. But yeah, you're right, Parker. The academic side of it's one thing, certainly. But in 1 year, and in a year that is unlike anything we've ever seen in college football, why couldn't that work, or why shouldn't that work?
Yeah, one of the things, and it's good you just brought it right back around to this point. Thank you. So one of the things that wasn't exactly clear when Ryan Day, Ohio State's coach, was talking this morning is he also had a very detailed plan for a 6 to 8 game spring, quote unquote spring schedule that would start in January, which is an interesting definition of spring. but that's like saying fall camp when fall camp begins July 31st.
I don't play a lot of golf in January. I know that.
So, but if there's he had the whole thing laid out about when you start camp, when you play 6 to 8 games, title game, draft process, so on and so forth. And it was clearly well thought out. So something there doesn't quite square up, because I think it's safe to say that Ohio State's not going to try to put together an 8-game or 10-game rogue schedule this fall and then play 6 to 8 more starting in January play a full season in 2021. So the question is like what – and we don't know the answer to this for Nebraska, and we don't know the answer to this for Ohio State or anybody else – is like what is the goal when you say, okay, we want to explore our options this fall? Like ideally, what does that look like? That's a question we don't quite know the answer to. I know one of the things that we've heard pretty consistently just with talking to people, you know, is that – as it pertains to this fall, Nebraska has always been interested in more games, not less. And that was even when they were maybe going to play a conference schedule. You know, Bill Moose told Sipple 12 would be ideal, you know, instead of 10. So I wonder if Nebraska and Ohio State are maybe after different things. Again, this is all speculation, but
yeah.
You know, Ohio State, if Ryan Day wants to play a 6 or 8 game schedule that begins in January, you're probably thinking more along the lines of what North Dakota State's thinking, which is like play a couple games this fall, keep your guys on campus, get them some game action. You know, they don't transfer somewhere else or opt out, have a little downtime, and then go into a spring season.
Yeah.
Whereas it's unclear if like Nebraska's thinking along those lines or if Nebraska wants to try to play 10 games in September.
Well, there's one way to answer that. And it's the part that you've talked about that really caught my attention is, are you talking about a title game in the spring? Like a national title game?
I don't know. So one of the things, like Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner today, said it's too early to know if there will even be a playoff this fall because the Big Ten and Pac-12 are out.
On Zoom.
And so he said, like, we don't have like a clear answer to that. And we might not know until a few weeks into the season, but you know, one of the things that is unclear here still is are the Big 12, the ACC and the SEC actually at the end of the day going to play this fall? Because if they do, the postseason probably looks different than if all 5 Power 5 conferences at the end of the day, come the end of September, if they're all talking about a spring schedule, if the other 3 eventually don't play, the conversation's a lot different about what the spring looks like than if it's just the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and some FCS leagues, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many factors. There's so much that we don't know. And we keep saying, we don't know, or I don't know. Well, we don't. Like, we just don't. It's so early in this process. And you guys have obviously talked to a lot of people and are kind of getting some very preliminary thoughts and ideas, but you know, we could be, you know, and realizing things change by the hour and by the day, we could be several weeks away from having any sort of finality about this, you know, whether the Big 12 plays in the fall, whether Nebraska puts together a schedule and plays this fall. There's just a lot that has to be hashed out. So, and that's just football. That's not to mention, you know, basketball in the winter or volleyball or wrestling or any of those other sports. You're just talking about one piece of a pretty large pie with a lot of details that need to be worked out.
Hey, Baz, there's a lot of things we don't know, but you know one thing I do know?
What's that?
Michael Wilbon and Desmond Howard didn't make a whole lot of friends in the state of Nebraska
today. No, they did not. They did not. Desmond Howard said, boot their ass out of the Big Ten, I believe were the words he used.
Yeah, Desmond Howard wanted a public apology.
Yeah.
From the Nebraska brass.
Michael Wilbon from noted football powerhouse Northwestern, also very unhappy with Nebraska for wanting to play football, which is understandable, I guess, if you're a Northwestern alum, that you wouldn't want other teams playing football if you don't ever play football. So there's my dig on Michael Wilbon. But, yeah, it was kind of a barrage by the national media type. Yeah. The national media types, even some jabs last night from some people on social media, and realizing too that social media is a very small slice of this country, of the population. It may not seem like it sometimes, but at the same time, you've got two guys, you know, that have the megaphone of ESPN or the megaphone of ESPN magnifying their voices. And it's been awful quiet on that front since Ohio State kind of came out and said the same things. But, yeah, Nebraska was first, and they really kind of took a beating for it from the national media.
You want to talk just before we get to that here, let's show the people how fluid all of these conversations are. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN tweeted 56 seconds ago, just got off the phone with Buckeyes AD Gene Smith, who confirmed Ohio State's no longer exploring options for fall competition. Quote from Gene Smith, there's not a fall option. We had hoped and just realized that not too long ago. We're all about the spring and how do we set that up?
Oh, wow.
Wrinkles. See, all kinds of wrinkles.
Wrinkles.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that could change. I could see him going back.
Yeah, I know, right. Gene Smith told Adam Rittenberg that yesterday too. So maybe daily they'll go back to not considering it each day at some point. Wake up in the morning, consider it for a while, and then don't consider it anymore.
Yeah. Get an angry phone call from somebody in the Big Ten office and then not consider it again. And then change.
I mean, that's the way this has been a lot. I mean, there's just like, you know, that kind of falls in line with the Big Ten announcing a schedule on August 5th. And then 6 days later, pulling the plug on the season. I think it's the nature of the beast, the pandemic. All this stuff is happening that nobody's ever had to deal with, including figuring out if you want to play a schedule that you just make up. That's a blow to Nebraska is what that is. I mean, like Baz was saying earlier, Nebraska kind of had a dance partner and now it doesn't. Now it's just on the floor by itself. And, you know, you've been there, Baz, surely on a dance
floor. Oh, all the time. Yeah, very lonely guy on the dance floor. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very lonely. Mm-hmm. So I don't know now what that means for Nebraska. I would reiterate, we're not going to find out. I wonder if we're going to find out tomorrow. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Maybe
anything else.
Desmond Howard doesn't need an apology from Ohio State then, since they only briefly consider it. Then
the whole thing with an apology without going overboard here. First of all, as Parker pointed out in the story, Desmond Howard said Nebraska was whining and talking openly about moving conferences, which they never did.
Yeah, it's not true at all.
He never talked openly about moving conferences. In fact, what he said on the Zoom session Monday was that if other Big Ten teams were going to go along and play in the event that season was canceled, they would join in on that. I mean, it was pretty sort of benign in a way, but he never said anything about picking up and leaving for another conference. So Howard sort of misportrayed it. And as far as, so the apology is sort of null and void, in my opinion. It's sort of an idiotic demand. And then the other part where Frost, they're saying Frost is whining. I don't think what Frost was doing was whining. I think he made a pretty impassioned case that Nebraska's players, that he feels like they're very safe. They have said they feel safe. They obviously want to play. And Frost was very community minded too. I don't think he needs to apologize for any of that. He recognizes the impact of no season in Lincoln and in the state.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And other places, by the way, he didn't talk about just Lincoln.
Right.
He said all over the Big Ten.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things Frost said on Monday was that the coaches were unanimous in wanting to play this fall, which is not surprising at all. No. Like all the coaches and most of the players, like everyone wants to play. Now, it's probably not absolutely universal among every player in the Big Ten that they feel comfortable playing this fall. That's obviously fair. But everybody, like in theory, you're on a college football team, you coach a college football team, like you want to play college football. It's not rocket science. So you know, Frost was similar in that regard. He was forceful on Monday about saying that they wanted to play, but everyone wants to play. The only thing that didn't happen, the only thing that Nebraska didn't do was yesterday, they didn't say, you know, we really want to play. We want to continue exploring our options, but we understand why the Big Ten reached this decision, right? Like Jeff Brohm said, yeah, of course I want to play. It's terrible that we're not going to play. But at the end of the day, they made a decision they thought was in everybody's best interest, and we understand that. Like that's the part that everybody else did to some degree that Nebraska didn't do. But the people that railed on Nebraska then yesterday and this morning did not really do a good job of laying out that that's really the discrepancy between how Nebraska approached this and anybody else. It's not like, you know, Paul Christ or James Franklin sat up there on Monday and said like, yup, we're ready for him to cancel. Hope that happens and we can just move on. Of course not. Like James Franklin was saying they want to play too, but they came out and towed the line after the announcement and Nebraska didn't. And that's really where this apparent like anger or, you know, embarrassment or whatever, it seems to have stemmed from that rather than like, you know.
Well, yeah. And this sort of this perception that they're looking to jump.
Right. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah. They didn't immediately lay down and fall in line with everybody else. So that means they went out of the conference. It's bizarre, quite frankly, I think, but what do I know?
No, that's fine. All right, guys. Good session.
Good sesh.
Session.
Good Zoom sesh, fellas.
Yeah. What else? Anything else for the good of the cause?
We could briefly touch on it. Pac-12 canceled all sports through the end of the calendar year, through the end of 2020, which means no non-conference basketball, essentially. No November tournaments, no playing the Cal State Fullertons of the world or anything like that. So I think that's kind of the next domino for the Big Ten to look at. I don't expect that they would play this year in the year 2020. You hear some whispers already about it'll probably get moved to conference only starting in 2021 sometime. Nebraska can start practice September 29th. You can start practice 42 days before your season opener, which Nebraska season opener is November 10th, Cleveland State. So they may start
against
practice.
Who? I'm sorry, against who?
Cleveland State.
Cleveland State on November 10th.
November 10th. Coached by Dennis Gates, Armand Gates' brother. So there's your connection.
Nice.
So, yeah, you can practice up to 30 times in a 42-day period prior to your first game. So Nebraska's start date would be September 29th. Now, there's been no word about whether they'll start practice, if practice will get postponed or whatever. There's still a lot to come out about that. I talked to Fred Hoiberg in July, mid-July, and he said he had his own thoughts on what might happen, but he didn't want to share them. But he had also said they hadn't really heard anything from the league or anything like that. So there's a decision coming on that, but it's doubtful that anybody really knows what's going to go on with that right now.
Excellent.
Imagine a world in which there's college football being played in March. Teams are gearing up for postseason basketball, and volleyball is moving toward a championship season too.
I wrote that.
A lot of sports writers to cover that stuff.
They will. Yeah, they will. I wrote yesterday in some of the big questions facing Nebraska and the Big Ten. You could be looking at a deal where you've got football, volleyball, basketball, baseball, and basketball playing on the same day, you know, if the schedules end up working out in whatever manner after the first of the year. So, yeah, we're going to go from having no games to cover to having too many games to cover, possibly, which would be all right.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Sounds like sports writers are going to be important.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, guys.
All right. Good job, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe we'll do another Zoom session. Let us know what you think of our ugly faces. We can wear masks next time to kind of cover.
Speak for yourself. I don't have an ugly face.
Well, you don't, but I do. I can't grow facial hair like young Parker over there.
Who can?
But all right. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.